Today is January the 8th, 2018. Welcome back to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I am your host for the program. And this school year, we are reading the red letter words of Jesus from the book of Matthew. But before we do that, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our one and only great God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are absolutely awesome. You're the bread of life and courageous, the God of our dreams, Elohim, the final authority and the gentle shepherd, the God of high standards and infinitely wonderful. You are the just-in-time God, so kind to us. You're a loving God, a mighty God, and you are the name above all names, the God of peace. You quench our thirst for that which we do not need, and you are robed in majesty. You're the saving God, the triumphant one, and you are unchanging in your ways. Lord, you add value to everything, and you are the way and the life and the truth, the expert in everything, the one we yearn for and yield to, and you are the God who has zero tolerance for sin. Lord God Almighty, thank you so much for bringing us back to school. Help our children to be alert. Help them to want to finish strong. And help us to finish strong also, Lord. Help us to bless them today and to be purposely kind and good and gentle and understanding. Oh, Lord God, give us the mercy and grace to do just that and to represent you as your ambassadors in the public schools today. We thank you for this and ask you for it all in the providential name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome back, my friends. I hope that you had a great break and that you are ready to work heartily unto the Lord. Let us read our verse for today, which comes from Matthew 15, verses 3-9. So what was Jesus doing when he said these words? The Pharisees and the scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem and said, "Why do your disciples break the traditions of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat." Jesus answered them, "The word of God," Matthew 15, verses 3-9. "And why do you break the commandments of God for the sake of your tradition? For God commanded, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and whoever reviles father or mother must surely die. But you say, 'If anyone tells his father or his mother, what you would have gained from me is given to God, he need not honor his father.' So for the sake of your tradition, you made void the word of God. You hypocrites! Well did Isaiah prophesy of you when he said, 'This people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, teaching as doctrine the commandments of men.'" The word of God, Matthew 15, verses 3-9. Let us always praise God for his holy word. The second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to play a small portion of a song, and then I come back on and I'll read the words for you. And today I have chosen "How Great Thou Art," sung by Joey and Rory.
Oh Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder considered all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my
Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God, his Son, not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then shall I bow in humble adoration and then proclaim, my God, how great thou art. And that was Joey and Rory singing, How Great Thou Art. Thank you, my friends, for joining us in the amazing words of Jesus the Christ and this beautiful song about him. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray each and every school day. And we pray at exactly 1:16 p.m. It was kind of fun when the alarm went off over vacation to just pray and thank God for all that he does for us. And now we want to focus on things pertaining to school. So today we are going to be praying for the faithfulness to teach with integrity. Now when 1:16 rolls around and you don't remember that prompt, don't you worry, you just pray. For we base that time of day on Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. And as a Christ follower, you know that prayer changes things. And so my friends, I look forward to joining you today in prayer at 1:16 p.m. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read Don Clark's devotionals this year. We're in his third series called Fields of Faith, and today's is called The Elephant in the Classroom. The scripture he chose is Exodus 23, verse 30. Little by little, I will drive them out before you until you have increased enough to take possession of the land. Sylvia is a reading facilitator at a nationally recognized Blue Ribbon Primary Hispanic Inner City School, with 85% of the students on free or reduced lunch. Her days are filled with co-teaching in several primary grades and serving dyslexic and struggling readers individually and in small groups at all grade levels throughout the day. She serves around 70 to 100 different children each year, with a schedule that is constantly changing as students are added and removed from her roster, and amidst the many required tests that are taken at all different grade levels. Rarely is her schedule ever the same from week to week. The words academic maelstrom most accurately describe Sylvia's teaching position. A maelstrom is defined as a powerful, often violent whirlpool sucking in objects within a given radius. What is amazing is that Sylvia sails happily along in this whirlpool and does not get sucked down into negativity or discouragement. She loves her job and can't wait to get there each day. She has even chosen to start her day tutoring 30 minutes before school starts and an hour after school several days a week so she can work with even more children. One of the indestructible sails on Sylvia's professional ship is the Bible verse James 1, verses 2 to 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, fellow educators, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Sylvia believes and knows the challenge of her profession is helping bring her to spiritual and professional maturity. At a recent faculty meeting, the teachers were asked to think of one word which summarized their focus or goal for the remainder of the year. The Lord gave Sylvia the word elephant, along with the old parable which asks, "How do you eat an elephant?" And the answer is, one bite at a time. Sylvia knows she is not to focus on the many foreboding and forbidding tasks of her job. She is instead to focus in the present upon God's word and each single step she is to take each day, each individual bite of the professional buffet of responsibilities her job requires. The ballast the Lord put on Sylvia's professional boat to keep it upright and balanced is Exodus 23, verse 30. God was giving the Israelites instructions before entering the promised land. "Little by little, I will drive them out before you until you have increased enough to take possession of the land." This scripture reminds Sylvia daily that as she works with each child and each teacher, little by little, she is helping them reach their promised land, which is academic excellence in an environment of shared love and respect. Do you get to work each school day and see an elephant in your classroom or office? Or do you see the bites you are to consume that day? Persevere. Realize that God is maturing you spiritually and professionally. Take one bite at a time, little by little, and you shall get to your promised land and lead others there as well. The prayer. Lord, help us build our professional lives, our ships upon your word. Help us focus on the individual bites on our professional plates and not the elephants standing in our rooms and offices, which are glaring at us. And that was our devotional written by Don Clark. And the final thing we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days, is to offer up a quote for the day. And today's quote is by Richard Brinsley Sheridan, and he said, "The surest way not to fail is to determine to succeed." And now, my friends, I would love to close out our time together with a reminder of the powerful words of Jesus the Christ from Matthew 15, verses 3 to 9. "And why do you break the commandments of God for the sake of your tradition? For God commanded, 'Honor your father and your mother, and whoever reviles father or mother must surely die.' But you say, 'If anyone tells his father or his mother, what you have gained from me is given to God, he need not honor his father.' So for the sake of your tradition, you have made void the word of God. You hypocrites! Well, did Isaiah prophesy of you when he said, 'This people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, teaching as doctrine the commandments of men.'" Oh, dear Lord and great Father, help us, Lord, to follow your word, not to make anything up, to be people of the book. Help us, Lord, to display you today, to show Jesus, and to be your ambassadors. Oh, Lord, we love you. We thank you for bringing us back safely, and we ask you to protect the children today. We ask all of this in the mighty and marvelous name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.